Welcome to Dog Travel Experts. I'm Tracy Hotchner, here with my co-hosts, Paris and John, who created DogTipper.com and are travel experts with great ideas and advice about getting out of the house with your dogs, whether it's around the block or around the world. Call us with questions about taking your dog in the car, going to a hotel or someone else's house, or just for a walk. Our number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Waruva Pet Food, Precious Cat Litter, The Honest Kitchen, Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Fish Oil, Halo Purely for Pets, Vaxacheck, Platinum Performance, Feelaway for Cats and Adaptil for Dogs, Vectra and Vectra 3D. And Whole Life Pet will send you a free sample box of freeze-dried protein treats for cats and dogs if you send me your mailing address to radiopetlady@gmail.com. We want you to know we've invited this show's sponsors because they're companies we believe in and use ourselves. Please show your appreciation for their support by becoming a customer yourself. There's also a whole week's worth of wonderful live pet shows I co-host on our own Radio Pet Lady Network. Tonight is Four-Legged Life with Arden Moore at 7 p.m. East, 4 West. Go to RadioPetLady.com to see the whole schedule. Dog Travel Experts is a production of 8 Paws LLC and LT Media Group LLC, which are solely responsible for its content. Our number again is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. We would love to hear from you. And Paris, we have such a fun and special show tonight. Furlocity. Who doesn't love that name? Furlocity.
Isn't that a great name? I'm really excited about tonight's show.
It's so cool. What we want people to understand is that while we're all about traveling with your dog, we also want you to feel free to travel without your dog and feel like you have some place you can feel comfortable, safe, and confident to leave them. And I know that that's a really big hill to climb, right, Paris? I mean, how do you know which ones are safe, good, well-run, clean, and your dog will be cheerful?
That, you know, it is a huge concern because you want to leave on your vacation feeling good about the place you've left your dog. You don't want those worries, you know, weighing you down on your trip. So you want to do the homework ahead of time and use properties like Furlocity that have gone out and done the legwork for you.
Which is one of the things that really attracted us to Furlocity and brought them to the idea of Dog Travel Experts was that it's sort of like TripAdvisors or Travelocity, but it's only about pet resorts, pet spas, really super nice places, not just some gloomy place with some old, you know, cement floor and some chain link fence and an old bowl, which is what a lot of places look like. I mean, I once organized something. I was living on the east end of Long Island and was going on a trip with someone who wanted to leave his very loved, I mean, all of our dogs are loved, but his very loved lab, someplace that I was told was really nice and had a big outdoor grassy area. And I'd heard about it secondhand from somebody. And he drove all the way out there, like 45 minutes. He drove up and he turned around and left. It was horrible. He couldn't imagine leaving his dog there. You know, it was just crummy is what it was. Just plain old, yucky, crummy, like, I don't know, some old, I don't know, you know, chain link, kind of gloomy. The outside was just a bunch of dusty dirt. So I think what Andy has done with Furlocity is amazing. They decided there'll be an umbrella, and under the umbrella will be establishments that are really high-end and really beautiful and fun and make you feel good and make your pet feel good. And they've checked them out. They did all that legwork because otherwise you got to go to the place yourself. Sometimes you're able to do that, but not always. And what if there's three in your city and one has amenities that the others don't that you'd like to know? They'd be better for your dog, a little dog, a big dog, or even in some places your kitty. So anyone who is facing these sorts of issues with, I love to go on a trip, I'm too scared to leave my dog somewhere, give us a call because Andy's going to be here with us tonight from Furlocity, and he can answer questions because nobody will know better how to suss a place out and how to vet it out than Andy, because that's what Furlocity does. Our number is 888-627-6008. Andy from Forlocity, you are a genius. We needed what you created. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, Andy, you're on the air.
Excellent. How are you doing, Tracy?
We're doing great, Andy, and we're really happy to have this show that Forlocity is saying we want to help people understand how to pick a great place, because you've already got a wonderful beginning on Forlocity.com. Wonderful for people in San Diego and California, and you'll name what other towns you've already done your homework in. But until you can hit all of our states, talk a little bit about how you choose a spa or a pet resort or a sleepover, doggy daycare place. What are some of your criteria so that people, if they aren't serviced by a town that Forlocity has already figured out, what are the things they should look for?
Well, as a pet parent myself, I look for the common things that a lot of pet owners look for: the cleanliness of the facility, the staff, services that are offered, right, reviews, all the basic components that make a great facility. And that's the choices that most pet owners nowadays make, are based on those key criteria. So, like you mentioned earlier in the show, I vet each facility prior to them listing on our site. And I like to proactively go out, take a tour of the facility, get to know the owner, get to know the staff, because it's equally important. So that helps make that decision a little bit easier.
And if you have an older dog who's really sedentary, I have a couple of, they aren't that sedentary, but they're older. Paris's dogs are pretty, you know, they're middle-aged and kind of lively. Then you'd want maybe a different kind of facility than another. Let's say one has really great individual suites, right? Paris, we've seen these, Andy, on Forlocity, some of the great resorts that you have under there. And for a few extra bucks, the dog gets their very own room. It's not a horrible run with a cement, you know, like a damp cement floor and a duty in the corner, because that's what a lot of these places really do look like. And then chain link that runs up and down so that you have dogs barking. My old vet out in the Hamptons, you know, there were people that would board with them, and I thought, really, that's your idea? You feel okay about that? There was no one there overnight, and they had these chain link runs, and the dogs would just bark at each other in a kind of hysterical way all day long. And some of the places that you have under Forlocity have these rooms with a plexiglass door. It's not bars or a cage. The dog can look out, but they have like a little couch for them, and they have like bottled water, and they have doggy flat screen TVs, and they have webcams. Yeah. I mean, how, Maris, wouldn't you love to be able to see how your dog was doing when you weren't there? I mean, I just think these doggy cams are a pretty great idea.
I think it's a great idea. Because you want that peace of mind when you're traveling, you know, and sometimes if you can just pop online and look really quickly, check in on your dog, then you can go back to the business of your vacation and having a good time, you know.
Yes.
So you've got that peace of mind knowing that you've left your dog at a good facility. And, you know, that's something I was going to ask Andy. I bet you are seeing so many more high quality pet properties, because I know a lot of them now are really calling themselves pet hotels and pet resorts.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, and so that's correct. The industry is changing quite a bit. You see a lot of pet hotels, pet resorts, lounges, camps. and it's really like it's a choice that the pet owner would make, right? Because you have the nice suites. Yeah, you're going to pay a little bit more for those. But then you also have the cage-free facilities, right, where your dog's free to roam and play with the other dogs. So it's really a choice that we're giving to these pet owners.
And each place also individualizes. So if you have a dog who simply is, you know, about your own dog, you don't go to dog parks. They don't want to hang out in a room with a, like, you know, a cheerleader and six other dogs. It's just not their nature. Then you have that option where they get to have their own piece, their own space, and they get visited by staff who come in and give them a little pat, take them for a walk. So it's not like all the dogs are thrown together in a joint space if that doesn't suit your dog. Of course, these really great places that you've picked out, because Paris and I know this from just researching doggy daycare, and many of these also have doggy daycare. You don't have to sleep over. But the really good ones do not have a gigantic space with too many dogs in it. Because, Paris, don't you think that that's a prescription for tension? I mean, even if there's no dog fight, I've looked at these places. They sometimes have a storefront. You can look at them. Those dogs often do not look happy. I'm not talking about the places on Forlocity, because I've been on those websites, a lot of your spas, and they only have five, six dogs in a space, and everything's kind of mellow. Paris, you go travel right. a lot. I'm sure you've seen a lot of places where there's so many dogs in a place that it's unpleasant. It's way too many.
I think it can be way too many. And just like we've talked about, not every dog is perfect for the dog park. Not every
yes.
dog is going to be, you know, suitable for that kind of boarding situation. So just like you would choose a situation when you're traveling with your dog, I think you want to make those choices when you're boarding your dog, too. How does this fit in with your dog's personality? You know, like our Irie is a very fearful dog. She's shy around other dogs, she's shy around new people. So I would select a different kind of boarding facility for her than I would for a real outgoing dog, you know. And so you
yes.
want to make that choice.
Yep.
And you'd also want one that would let both of your dogs be together in their space,
definitely.
Obviously. I mean, there's that would be an absolute. They'd have to have a space big enough for two dogs. And a lot of the wonderful places under the Furlocity umbrella definitely individualize. I mean, you really get the sense they're like, oh, you want it bigger? I'll move the wall between these two. You know, maybe they do have movable walls and make a bigger one for your guys. It just seems like there's also some that have swimming pools. I mean, full-on pools. Others just have like a kiddie pool. But it's quite amazing the lengths to which some of these resorts will go to give the dogs a really great time. It's not just sort of window dressing for the owners. It really does make the dogs probably not miss you very much. Have you ever left your dog in a facility, Andy, yourself personally?
No, I've never done that. No. And the reason why is because I don't have a dog. We have three cats at home.
That's a very good reason. That's a great reason. And I did see that one of the really nice spas that's under Furlocity, Dr. Boyd's Pet Resort, which is also a veterinarian, which I have to say I think is fabulous. Really great.
Yes.
Just because things can happen and one worries about a place where they're not on top of things or they're not aware of what to do or that they need to do something. And they had really nice cat boarding. You know, nice, a whole separate area so they don't hear the dogs or smell the dogs. But cats are in general, cats do better if you could have a cat sitter come in a couple of times a day and do some scooping and feed wet food. You don't really, unless you're going away for a really extended period or you live so isolated that you can't get anyone to come stay with the kitties, it's probably they're better off at home. What are some of the other things that you look at? Do you look at how strict their rules are? Do you think some facilities have rules that are too strict about vaccination or too strict about certain breeds of dogs? Or do you not find that that's a problem?
No, it's not a problem. I mean, it's very, very important that each dog has certain vaccinations, such as Bordetella, Parvo, because it's very important when they're in the same environment with other dogs, you want to be protected. And likewise, these facilities want to be protected from anything occurring to other pet parents' dogs as well. So, yeah, they have different requirements. Each of them have different requirements. But at the same time, I find it very important for them to have those.
Yeah, I guess, right, Paris, I mean, you travel a lot and you're very conscious of the issues of people that don't vaccinate dogs either out of ignorance or by an ignorant choice almost. I mean, they're choosing not to, but they're really not looking at the flip side of the danger to themselves and others, right?
That's it. And, you know, you can't do anything about them, but you can
that's
protect
right.
your own dogs, you know.
Well
so
said.
That's
well
the
said.
Control that you have is to make sure your dogs or cats are fully protected before you put them in a situation, either, you know, a dog
right.
park or a dog boarding facility.
Yeah, that's very well said. And,
yeah.
and you know, there are some people, I read about this in certain kind of holistic articles or holistic dog magazines, mm-hmm. people saying, well, Bordetella shouldn't be required at doggy daycare or at a boarding facility because I don't
right.
want to. And the odd thing is that Bordetella is an upper respiratory illness, and it's often
right.
also called kennel cough, which it isn't necessarily exactly. And there are several different strains of this virus which can cause basically a cold in a dog. But to me, the issue
right.
is that it's the if you give it as an intranasal, it's just a squirt up the dog's nose, a spray. It's not a vaccination of a shot that goes into the immune system. It's given
right.
intranasally. Then you haven't really compromised the dog's immune system at all. I mean, you have got them right. covered for one of the three or more upper respiratory things that can happen, and there's no downside. So if that's the one that happens to be going around, you should be good to go. Obviously rabies goes without saying, and the core diseases, parvo and stuff. I'll be interested to talk to some of the folks from I know you've cherry picked some of your favorite ones to come on the show tonight and talk about their resorts. And we're excited about that because we want people to get a sense of each resort and the kind of sensibility behind it, the kind of enthusiasm and pet passion, because if you're going to run a place like that or work at it, you better really love dogs a whole lot, right? Not just your own, right. but everybody exactly. else's, or you couldn't do it. And you know, any really good place, the people that work there are really into it. It's not a 9-to-5 job and then you close the door and leave. You really get involved in the pets' personalities and their needs and making them happy. Obviously, the dog can't go home and say to, you know, Mom, I hated the biscuits they gave me at that place. I don't want to go back. But if you find that the next time you go back there, the dog is eager to go in, that's always the trick.
That's a good sign.
Right? Yeah. I mean, you don't want your dog to come out with their tail between their legs shivering. That would be not a good reaction. And just coming happy to see you and then happy to go back, that's, I think, the proof is really in the pudding there. If any of you have any questions or comments – sorry, go ahead, Andy.
It's also, to add on to that, Tracy, it's also the passion that the owners of these facilities have for what they do, right?
Yes.
Most of them are pet parents themselves, right? So they go above and beyond. I actually stopped by one of our newly listed facilities yesterday, Dogtopia, and she was showing me pictures of when she did Cinco de Mayo pictures for pet parents when they came to pick up their dog.
How fun.
As St. Patrick's Day. So this is like the going above and beyond, right,
for taking
care of the pet, because you have a true passion for it.
And you're just into it. I mean, it's just fun because it's fun. We're going to hear from a couple of these folks who have these marvelous places in just a minute after this quick break. You're listening to Dog Travel Experts, and it is the Furlocity Show about how to pick a wonderful pet resort when you need to travel without your dog. We'll be right back. Waruva is a privately owned company that makes pet food in a human food facility, so it's good enough for you to eat. All the flavors of Waruva, Cats in the Kitchen, and their more economical BFF, Best Feline Friend brands are great for finicky little dogs and choosy cats, especially those you're trying to transition away from dry foods, which Waruva chooses not to make because carbohydrates are inappropriate for an obligate carnivore and they believe your pussycat deserves to eat as well as you do. This show is also supported by the pheromone products Feelaway for cats and Adaptil for dogs. Pheromones are chemical communicators that are a natural signal of comfort in your pet's brain. Adaptil can help with problems like separation anxiety in dogs, and Feelaway diffusers can reduce problems in a multi-cat household. Veterinary behaviorists often recommend Feelaway and Adaptil as stress relievers to solve behavior problems. Pheromones can help adopted cats and dogs make the adjustment to their new home and comfort young puppies and kittens who have just left their litters. Look for Feelaway and Adaptil at RadioPetLady.com, where you can buy them from Dr. Sean's online store, PetCareNaturally.com. This show is also brought to you by Nordic Naturals for people and their pets. Research shows that even the best diets are deficient in the essential fatty acids found in their omega-3 oils. Nordic Naturals uses sustainably sourced wild fish from healthy stocks with third-party testing to guarantee purity and freshness. Nordic Naturals Omega Pet products bring the same health benefits to the cats and dogs in your family when you add Nordic Naturals omega-3 fish oil to their bowls every day. We are back, Paris and myself, Dog Travel Experts. We've been talking to Andy, who has this wonderful website called Furlocity. So if you've heard of Travelocity or, you know, TripAdvisors, that sort of thing, this is what it is, but it's for pet resorts. So we are looking forward to saying hi to some of the real, actual live people who not only run these amazing resorts or work at them or own them, but who are under the Furlocity umbrella. So they've already been, they're really some of Andy's absolute favorites. He visits all of the facilities that are in Furlocity, so none of them is better than another, except for that these are just a little better because he picked them to come on Pet Dog Travel Advisors tonight. Pat, welcome to the show, Dog Days of California, Oceanside, California. It is great to have you on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Paris and I are a little jealous because Paris travels with her dogs and I never go anywhere. But we both think if we were going to go without our dogs, that Dog Days of California looks really fun. Like, we would not be at all guilty leaving our dogs with you.
That's right. They'll be on vacation too.
That's right. On vacation. Exactly. When you were creating,
matter of fact, we have suites that have California themes, like Palm Springs and Morro Bay. And
love it.
So you can send your dog up to Morro Bay for vacation while you're in Hawaii.
It's so great. I'm sure you had this in mind when you created it, to make it just look so cheery and fun that there was no sense of gloom and doom and, you know, like the clanking door of the jail clank shut behind the dog and the person goes out weeping. It's sort of like, gee, I'd like to stay and watch all the dogs have fun, right?
Well, one of the things that people commented on when we first opened was, gee, I want to stay here.
Yes. Yes. I want to go to in a room that looks like Morro Bay. That sounds so great. What are some of the other things that you thought of to include at Dog Days of California that you knew were just going to be that little bit extra special and make people feel really good about leaving their dogs with you?
Well, we offer all sorts of services. So it's not just the boarding, but we do grooming. We do training, so you can do board and train while you're away. We do daycare. We wanted to just make sure that it was a place that the dogs enjoyed. And our mission statement was to enhance the lives of dogs and their people.
Yes.
So first come the dogs, then come the people.
Right. And even though the people are ones with the credit cards, if the dogs aren't having an enhanced life, you won't see the credit card from the people. I mean, the dogs are the ones that have to make it work. They've got to give the barking two paws up, right?
Absolutely.
And how many dogs?
99% of our clients drag their owners in the door.
That's exactly right. What I was saying earlier. You know, if the dog looks really happy to be there on a return visit, that's when you know it was a rollicking good time. Do you have
dogs of your own? Two dogs on two different occasions accidentally slam into the front door.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Got away from their owner and, you know, just ran right into the glass. It's like, get me in there.
You're ready to come in.
That's a great feeling. That really is. Do you have dogs of your own, or would that be ridiculous?
Oh, well, that's a ridiculous question, actually. Of course I have dogs of my own.
No, I think it would be ridiculous to have dogs of your own because you're surrounded by dogs every minute. Well, do your dogs get to hang out at Dog Days of California?
One of my dogs does. My dog comes to work with me every single day. If I leave him behind, he has an absolute fit. It's like, you're not going to work, are you?
No way. And what about the other one who stays home? Is that just because being around a crowd of other people is not his cup of tea?
She's 14 years old.
I was saying that earlier. So if you had an older – I have three dogs, but two of them are a bit older. They're still got lots of pep. But if somebody had that kind of geriatric older dog who just doesn't want to play, does not want to have a bunch of dogs fussing around them, just wants to chill out, watch a little TV, have a pee from time to time, you can accommodate that too, right, in one of those suites?
They just get to have
more of a private
time. We do go above and beyond for all of the dogs.
And you love doing it, obviously.
Someone come in that had they were on vacation and they had set up to have a certain facility. Actually, it wasn't a facility. It was a pet sitter that was going to keep the dog for them. And when they got there, long story short, is they basically were turned away. And here they were like 1,000 miles from home.
Wow.
And they gave us a call and we said, sure, come on over. We spent a lot of extra time with that dog because he was a very timid dog.
Yes.
So it's those kinds of things, hand feeding a dog when they're not eating, sitting with them when they're really stressed, you know, introducing them to the group really slowly if they're feeling overwhelmed.
Nice.
We try and
because
tell the staff to really pay attention to the dog.
And eventually a dog like Paris's dog, Erie, who is that exact dog you just described, maybe little by little in a really safe and nice environment with people that know how to handle the situation, she might get a lot more comfortable, you know, little by little. And I'm sure you've
That's
you've
one of the rewarding things is to watch the transformation of some of these dogs that come in relatively
that
nervous
nice.
And they go out just very happy and carefree, which is terrific.
And the training, you know, people have asked us about, you know, how to introduce their dogs to a boarding situation. You mentioned that you have doggy daycare, so that seems a
great idea
to get them to the facility.
Great idea.
Well, yes, and that, we actually do recommend that, you know, people that are going to leave their dogs for the first time, dogs have never boarded, that they come in at least two or three, if nothing else, half days.
Yeah.
And let the dog slowly get adjusted to the place and understand that we're a good place and a happy place. Then by the time they do leave, the dog's pretty much perfectly comfortable.
And running into the play class door in enthusiasm. I'm loving it. You didn't think I would, but I am loving this place. That's really, it's like, you know, little kids, Paris, right? The very first days of nursery school, you only go for an hour and your mom stays there if you're human sometimes.
That's
and they only,
right.
they start
you
little. Yeah. Couple of days a week in the beginning. And before you know it, they're dashing off to school and happy as a clam to do that. Well, Pat, we think it's wonderful that you're part of Furlocity. So cool that Andy's created it, because it just gives people not only a way to find you, but an extra layer of comfort and assurance that you are as good as you look, because he's been there, he's
Absolutely.
Met you all. And that really is just a really great service to people, because we're all nervous about leaving our pets. And how great also that you are dog trainers, because it means that handling is a really big part of it, you know, and handling
Absolutely.
Situations with dogs, reading dog body language. I would imagine you don't just have a lot of 18-year-olds, you know, that are coming to work after going to high school that just kind of stand there and throw a ball. As dog trainers, you're probably much more conscious of the way dogs interact and making it all good.
Yeah, we try to keep them as educated as we can as far as dog behavior and what kind of body language to watch for, and trying to keep the yard safe and keep the dogs entertained and
yes.
stimulated. So,
well, we're thrilled you called in. We're looking forward to you being a special friend of Dog Travel Experts. We've already got Dog Days of California up on our page. So if you put up the logo for Radio Pet Lady Network, and which has in it the Dog Travel Expert link, then the people that come to your website will be able to link back to our website and listen to the interview and know that you're a special friend of ours, and that's just another seal of approval. So it's all good, as they say. Nice full circle.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much for having me on. And
it was such
a pleasure. And by the way, hi, Andy. And thank
Andy's
you for the invite.
Hi, Pat.
Andy's lurking in the background. It's so great that everyone's one big happy family. You know, it just makes you realize it's not just like going to a big box store, you know, and there's someone at the checkout. These are real people who love what they're doing. Pat, thank you so
Absolutely.
Much for spending your time with us, and we look forward to having you as a continuing special friend of the show. Anytime anything special is going on there, you always should feel free to call in. Actually, I'll send you some cards. Hey, Paris, I didn't think of this. I'll send you some cards, Radio Pet Lady Network cards, to put out in the facility so your clients can grab a card and find out about the network and listen to the shows and call in themselves. We have a lot of vets
Very
on other
good.
Vets.
They Terrific.
Have medical. That's good. So we'll all get good stuff out of it. You have a great evening. Really nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you.
We're gonna go to another break, and when we come back, we have another wonderful pet resort. Jim is going to be talking to us from Embarcadero Dog Spa. We're going to be right back after a word from these sponsors. Vaxacheck wants to know, are you worried about the harmful side effects of over-vaccinating your dog? But is your vet worried whether your dog still has protection from previous vaccinations? Vaxacheck is a new blood titer test done right in your vet's office that shows whether your dog has immunity to the deadly core diseases and needs revaccination or not. Vaxacheck should be used on puppies to confirm whether their puppy shots really worked. Shelters should use Vaxacheck on new arrivals to separate healthy dogs from unprotected ones. Vaxacheck, for your dog's safety and your peace of mind. And Vaxacheck for cats is coming soon. This show is brought to you by Halo Holistic Natural Dog and Cat Foods, which are made from real ingredients you can recognize. Read the ingredients on the label of your own dry dog food. Can you identify what's in there? Halo uses real meat in their kibble, no rendered byproducts, chicken meal, or chemicals. The company emphasizes giving back by making donations to shelters through freekibble.com because Halo believes less fortunate felines and canines deserve great nutrition too. Halo is a private company partly owned by Ellen DeGeneres, where they are genuinely dedicated to keeping your pet happy and healthy inside and out. Precious Cat Litter is privately owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose litters are designed to appeal to kitties and protect their health. His renowned Catatrack litter has a blend of herbs which entice cats into the litter box. Respiratory Relief Litter is low dust for pussycats with asthma, which makes it healthy for people and other pets in the family too. And there are special litters for long-haired and senior cats as well. Precious Cat donates litter to shelters and rescues across the country. And those are just some of the wonderful companies that we work with. Paris, before we say hi to Jim, tell everyone about the really cool new prize bucket, the wonderful dog tipper prize bucket.
Right. The kennel prize. We've got a new thing called the prize kennel. We've got lots of great pet products. So every week we will pick a caller who can, go to the winner will get to go to the prize kennel and select the prize of their choice, you know, all kinds of different things. This week, since we've got so many great callers, we're going to have readers go to Dog Tipper and leave a comment on the post about Furlocity. We've got a special post about tonight's show, and they can leave a comment about what types of other special topics they would like to see on Dog Travel Experts in the future.
And one of them will be able to go to the prize kennel. I'm telling you something. I am not allowed to, because I guess it's really not, wouldn't be right that the co-host could. But there is really cool stuff there. In particular, there's an adaptable diffuser, Comfort Zone Adaptable Diffuser, which is one of our sponsors. It's just a coincidence, and would be an amazing thing to take with you to for when you're taking your dog to a boarding facility. If you took Adaptil spray and sprayed that in the room that was going to be your dog's kennel and on some bedding that would be in there with them, really helps that transition. It's great for separation anxiety. So, but there's wonderful collars and toys, but good stuff. This is not like one of those cheapy things where you put in 25 cents and, you know, you're allowed to pick out like some plastic thing. You have some amazing prizes on there. So everyone should really enjoy that. And going forward, when we have callers, when we don't have a special dedicated show, Paris and I are going to randomly pick someone at the end of the hour, and you're going to be the lucky one that gets in to go in there and pluck a treat from there. So we are talking about pet boarding facilities and how fancy and cool they are. But you don't always know what you're getting, and you could be a little anxious and maybe not even trust pictures you might see on the internet. So Furlocity is the place to go and hope that your town is one that Andy has already gone to, because whoever he's picked are aces. You know, they're the gold standard. They're really good. Like Jim at the Embarcadero Dog Spa in San Diego. Jim, welcome to Dog Travel Experts. Great to have you here.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on your show.
It's a pleasure. We love the Embarcadero Dog Spa. We haven't been there, but we've been to your website, and you're fairly new, right? I mean, this is like brand fresh new.
We will be celebrating our 1 year in June.
That is very exciting. When you set out to do it, did you think, I want to be better and different than everybody else, or did you say, there isn't really much out there to choose from? Or did you think you just had something really different to offer?
Well, while I was doing the research of buying a doggy daycare and boarding facility, I looked through a lot of different facilities and realized there was a lot of room for a lot of different markets. And we chose to go with a more spa-like feel to create a calmness and a calming feeling for your dog. We go through the motions of saying that happy family starts with a happy dog.
Nice. Happy family starts with a happy dog.
That's nice.
That's really neat. How many dogs can you take at one time?
We take no more than 30.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. And of various sizes?
We do. We do not discriminate against breed. We only discriminate against bad character assessments.
Oh, that's nice. So you want to make sure, like people do just in everyday doggy daycare, not just overnights, not just having sleepovers, you do want to make sure that that dog is not going to come in and the minute another dog comes near him, go for their throat. I mean, that's the big issue, right? You don't want a dog that's dog aggressive.
That is exactly right. We do daycare as well. And every dog that comes into our facility, because our daycare is a cage-free facility, they are free to roam in the environment that we have. We have strict activities that we do every day with the dogs that include agility, calming and relaxation, pamper time. So we want all dogs to be able to feel comfortable within those boundaries.
Pamper time. Paris, why does no one offer us pamper time?
That's right.
I'm just asking, Jim. Jeez, a happy family starts with a happy woman. Don't people know this? A happy dog comes second. For heaven's sake, pamper time. I'm loving this idea. I hadn't really thought of that, Paris, but any place where you want to leave your dog, you want to feel comfortable that someone's mean, nasty, sadly unsocialized dog isn't also there. It's like taking your kid to school and there's a known bully there who's going to steal his lunch and, you know, and put his hat on fire and you know, trip him in the hall. So, I mean, that's
really
equivalent,
nice.
Right? I mean, I have a dog who I don't think he'd do well. He's okay. He wouldn't attack anybody, but if they came up behind him and shocked him, he wouldn't be like Mr. Pleasant about it. I mean, he's never been in these sorts of situations. But I guess if you came with a dog and you wanted to have them have sleepovers, the person could stay with them for a little while and kind of be a transition to see if they could handle it. Is that true, or do you only want to see the dog without the human there?
We actually prefer to see them without the human the first couple of times. A dog really doesn't show its true personality until he
Yes.
is away from the mom and dad.
Yes. Isn't that the
it's
truth?
It's the same old thing. When the cat's away, the mice will play. It's the same with the dog.
But we also know about children that people say they act their absolutely best when their parents are not there. The minute they see the parent at the door, they're whining, they're crying, they want an Oreo. And they do fine when their parents aren't there. So maybe it's true of our dogs, too. You know, when they have to stand on their own 4 feet, they might be a lot more confident about that. So are you glad you made this decision? Are you loving it? Is it a good business? Is it something you think, what a great decision? Or are you thinking, wow, this is still a long way to go?
Well, you always in business, you always think there's a long way to go.
Yes.
You're always trying
yes.
to improve.
I
love everything that we are doing.
Well, that's a great feeling. And if you're loving it, all the success follows from that. But I think a lot of people listening might think, I could have a dog spa. And I suppose, really, if you're willing to put in the huge amount of work and learn all of the moving pieces, like a staff must be pretty hard to figure out, that it might be a wonderful career.
It is. 90% of my staff are vet certified or vet tech certified.
Wow.
How
so
nice.
We're able to deal with most serious problems. Most of my staff are CPR certified.
Wow.
We're really there for the pets. We look at it as our mission and goal in life is to provide the assistance to the owner's animals that they're not able to provide while they're at work.
That's
nice. Right.
So you really are a hotelier for dogs.
Yeah, it is. And what about cams? Do you have any video cams so people could look at their dogs?
We actually do. We have 4 video cams, 2 in each side of the daycare.
Wow.
And next week we'll be adding the webcams into the individual 2 suites that we have once
wow.
they're up and running. We're also launching in the next week or two our Skype campaign.
What's that?
Now the people who are traveling with their dogs, they can Skype in and actually see and hear their dog face-to-face.
So will it be a two-way transmission and the dog can hear them?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's
nice. Oh, my God, that's hilarious. You know, speaking of calming, Jim, I'm just wondering if you're familiar with Adaptil. Is this a product that you use since you have pamper time and chill-out time and yoga and stretch and all that? Do you know about Adaptil, the pheromone products?
No, actually, I do not. We usually use lavender incense to calm the dogs. It's a natural calming effect for dogs.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have Dr. Elizabeth Hodgkin. She's my co-host on Monday nights on Cat Crazy. And the company Seva, which is a French pharmaceutical company that has made these pheromone products, Feel Away for cats and Adaptil for dogs, for decades and decades. They're completely natural. They're a copy of signals, chemical communicators in the dog's brain. And the one of the most important qualities they have is about separation. Whatever the separation may be, people going off to work, people newly adopted dog or a newly bought puppy. And you might really, it might be really wonderful for you to use. I would recommend to people coming to the Embarcadero Dog Spa, if they had one of those private rooms, to put a diffuser in there. I mean, if you have an outlet in there, the diffuser plugs in the wall and emanates it the whole time the dog is there. But you also, it comes in a spray, and it's quite remarkable. It's completely natural. So might be, since that's one of the things that interests you.
That is true. We are very interested in organic items. Even our shampoos are completely organic.
Nice. So I'm going to have them send you
facility as well.
Send you some information, because it might be something you'd really like to have there. And it is a selling point, because even if clients are unfamiliar with pheromones and chemical communicators and how it works for pets, you could tell them, gosh, we've gone to the extra expense and trouble of providing that, because as Dr. Elizabeth explains it, it's like a dog having a Linus blanket from Snoopy. It is a security blanket. It just is. It actually is a synthetic version of the – it's not an odor, because it's perceived by a different part of the dog's brain. But it's a communicator that comes when he's when the mother is lactating and he's first drinking milk as a baby. That – it's not a smell, but we'll call it a smell because we don't have any way to be aware of it otherwise. And it reminds that part of their brain of that happy time when they were just, you know – having a good sip of milk with their litter. And it really has a great calming effect. And since you'd said that was important to you, the calming, that could be a really neat addition. So we love what you're doing. We think anyone who's an entrepreneur and goes out and starts a new business, good for you. And since your heart is
Thank
in it,
you.
All good things will come from that. And you were very smart to reach out to Frilosity and get into the wonderful Frilosity family, because that will really send you lots of new hugs and kisses. I'm hoping that you'll put the Radio Pet Lady, hello, Woofer, put the Radio Pet Lady logo on your website so people will know that you're a special
Absolutely.
Friend of the show, because we already have you and your very handsome, glorious logo up as a special friend of Dog Travel Experts. And I, you know, if you could make the beds a little bigger, Paris and I would definitely come and check them out ourselves.
We need a spa.
We need a spa. We are women in need of some pampering and a spa. And, you know, you get it where you can, right? You have a great night, Jim.
Absolutely.
And thank you so much for calling into the show and for being a special friend of the show and for offering such wonderful things to pets and their people. Have a great night. We're going to go to another break right now. When we come back, we're going to wrap up with Andy, let him tell us a few more tips about ways that if we aren't lucky enough to have a Frilosity resort in our neighborhood, a couple of other things maybe we should be aware of. And maybe we can even send Frilosity ideas of places we'd like to be included. We'll be right back after this break. This show is brought to you by Vectra 3D for Dogs, a safe and effective topical anti-tick and flea treatment that you put on your dog's skin once a month to repel parasites with the newest technology. Vectra 3D creates a shield on your dog's skin that repels ticks and kills them fast and reliably for the entire month, while being safe for the people in your family. Older products do not last the full 30 days and only kill ticks that bite your dog, which can actually transmit the many tick-borne diseases. Vectra for cats and dogs who live where there are no ticks is the anti-flea topical treatment that kills all three life cycles of the flea. Vectra is only available from practicing veterinarians. To learn more and find out how your own vet can get the Vectra products, go to RadioPetLady.com. Support for this show comes from The Honest Kitchen, a family-owned company that makes dehydrated pet foods from 100% human-grade ingredients. Lucy at The Honest Kitchen knows that the least processed foods are the most nutritious and developed her unique foods based on this principle. The Honest Kitchen's all-natural, clean, safe products can assist dogs and cats with chronic health issues like itchy skin, ear infections, and digestive problems, which are often linked to a diet of poor quality or highly processed ingredients. Just add water to the dry mix to create a fresh warm, healthy meal for your cat or dog. Go to RadioPetLady.com to call The Honest Kitchen for a free consultation about which recipe is right for your pet and to get free samples. Hey there, Andy. How many towns are you in? How many cities? How many states? Give people a sense of the range of velocity at this point in time.
Sure. Currently, we are in Denver as well.
Nice.
And then we are also in Maryville, Tennessee.
Now, why Maryville, Tennessee, of all the places that could be in the world? Is that a place full of fabulous dog resorts?
There are a couple of dog resorts out there, but what we do is we have an ambassador in each city that we go out and proactively reach out to in preparation for opening up new cities. So we did that with Denver, for example, and now we're also doing that with Tennessee as well. So we're working on other cities. Northern California, Monrovia, and then some other cities on the East Coast as well.
That's the East Coast would have lots.
You get a dog lover to go check it out.
Yeah, that would be a good job for Paris. I could see Paris doing that. She'll be getting into all those fancy dog beds and looking up at the flat screen TVs. We have Dr.
checking out those spa facilities.
That's right. We want a spa. Well, we have Dr. Boyd on the line. I'm so excited to meet you, Dr. Boyd. I love your pet resort. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you very, very much.
It's very, very cool to have you here. I looked at the whole video on your site, and I just finished reading a fabulous book that I interviewed the author on my NPR show called Dog Talk and Kitties 2. And there's a very sad part in the middle of the book where she leaves her pet with a kind of a crummy, kind of a backyard kind of facility, not anything like yours. And the dog dies, and she's only 5 years old. And this stupid woman that had the place wasn't around and didn't know what bloat was. And in the book, she's grieving for months and months. And I thought, wow, you know, you really, if you could have a resort where that also had a vet, wouldn't that be awesome? Because dogs can get sick really quickly. So I'm sure it doesn't happen because it's probably because you're there. They don't get sick when they sleep over. But is that one of the reasons you think that people pick Dr. Boyd's Pet Resort? This is in San Diego also. Paris is really cool.
Well, I think that's certainly one of the reasons. You know, that situation you just talked about is not too uncommon, where we have some of our most loyal fans, our biggest fans, are those that have tried to have at-home care, dog sitters, someone can watch their dog, or they drop them off at a mom-and-pop, you know, little home somewhere, and they have a tragedy like that. And, you know, once that happens, you know, there's clearly no going
never
back.
Again.
And the stories are horrifying and heartbreaking. And so, you know, I think having a doctor on staff 7 days a week and being open, you know, we never close. We're open 24 hours. Gosh, we have dogs there all the time, so we can't close. And I'm sure that's a big part of it, but there's so many elements to our resort and veterinary center that are, I think, just unique. We did it from the dog's perspective. So we don't have flat screen TVs and beds. I think I heard you comment on that a bit earlier. You know, we treat them. Dogs are dogs, and I think we all love to treat them that way, and I just couldn't imagine, you know, not being around dogs all the time.
No, and it's a good point, and the flat-screen TVs were probably not at these places. It was someplace actually in New Jersey that had these flat-screen TVs, and I must say my dogs could not care less about TV, flat-screen or round-screen. So I always thought that was just almost to make the people feel good, like the people wanted to see NCIS. So they somehow thought the dog wouldn't want to miss it either, right? But I mean, I think what you've got is
I apologize. I have a little delay.
No, go right ahead. Too much enthusiasm on my part.
I agree with you 100%. It is, and I would say it more strongly. It's not as if it's for the people. 100%, it's for the people. We anthropomorphize. That's our big word. Anthropomorphize. You know, dogs. Yep. We treat them as people. And we would want, you know, our dogs don't want to go to an Italian chateau. You know, they want to go to a place that has crickets and bird sounds and nature sounds and has see the air and breathe the air. It's one that has flooring they don't slip on, that they have air exchanges that make it a safe place to be, or where they can have their own private den to slide into and sleep at night and then socialize with a nice, safe pack during the day. You know,
that's a really good point. I saw in your video you said, and people don't stop to think about this, Paris. It says a floor that's dog-centric that they don't slip on. And I've seen facilities.
Huge.
Doggy daycares.
Especially for seniors.
Yes, seniors. Or once they start to play, they slip and slide. And they can even hurt themselves or just be scared to hang around. And having that floor that's not slippery is harder for you to keep clean and so much nicer for the dogs. So that's really is from the dog's point of view. I mean, you don't, being skittering around on some old crummy linoleum, you often see places like that. You know, the places that I see, Dr. Boyd, are in New York City, because that's one of the places, I live in Vermont now, but if I go into New York City, they have these storefronts, and they're not sleepovers. They're not resorts like yours, but they're called Biscuits and Bath or this thing or that thing, and they have a storefront, and all the dogs are in there to play, and the little dogs at one point and the big dogs at another, and it's linoleum, and there's like a high school kid standing in the middle who's kind of supposed to break up fights or something, and it just looks so gloomy. I'd rather stay home in an apartment, But Dr. Boyd's Pet Resort really is a pet resort. I mean, there's really fun things to do in a nice outside area. It's very welcoming.
Yeah, you know, and I struggle. I'm all about the details, and I struggle even with the name of it. You know, we call it a resort. I've owned multiple hospitals and emergency clinics, and now I'm strictly in the veterinary hospitality industry, right? This whole new emerging area. And,
I love it.
And, yeah, it is I believe we're going with pet care resorts. I think that'll probably be a more definitive term. But it's all that you said. I know Disneyland already has the phrase the happiest place on earth, but I think we're pretty darn close, you know, I mean, to that. It's just the attitude there is very, very different from the hospitals that I've owned and managed. Although the hospital's always wonderful people and everyone's very happy, this environment is extraordinary. I think daycare is the biggest piece of the missing piece in the puzzle for veterinarians. You know, it is that daycare creates such a wonderful socialization and integration with all of us. And I think it's fantastic.
Well, I think it's amazing that you have amalgamated the two, that you're a serious veterinarian, you care about your skills and your craft, but this other part is like the other side of your brain that wants to see dogs happy and joyous.
Yeah.
And I have to say, Paris, it also occurs to me, so there are a number of things that can happen to dogs when they're under the stress and anxiety of not being at home, and bloat is one of them, and it's 100% life-threatening. I mean, there's never such thing as like a semi-bloat. It's like being a little pregnant. And what if you had an older dog or an ill dog that needed some kind of ongoing pilling or injections?
That's what I was just thinking.
Right?
Epilepsy.
Epilepsy or severe arthritis.
Yeah, what we do is so we have all levels of attention nursing and skilled nursing. So we even have what we call assisted living. We have recovery care if they were just had surgery somewhere else. We even have hospice care for the last day and hour. So we can do anything. But, you know, you touched something really sensitive to me. You talked about bloat, and I would be remiss if I didn't comment. You know, my own dog, I have a Greater Swiss Mountain Dog that passed away a couple months ago of bloat. It can happen to anybody, even a veterinarian's dog. It's a nightmare. And for those of your listeners who have giant breed dogs, which just to me means a big dog that's really big.
Right.
Those dogs, there are preventative procedures that we can do to prevent that twisting of the stomach. So some dogs just simply bloat, which means you get a bit of your set of stomach. Others twist with bloat. That torsion is a nightmare. And mine tours, and he had this preventative procedure. So I'm the very, very small percentage of the owners, the families that have a preventative procedure done, and it doesn't work. But 95% of the times it works. So all of you people with giant breed dogs, when you spay or neuter the dog, have them, quote, tack the stomach in place or do whatever
Dr.
procedure
Boyd,
that does.
We're running out of time, but you know what I'm going to do? I want to invite you on to one of the other shows on the network to talk about this, to talk about the medical issues of boarding and the medical issues of just even leaving your dog home all day, because there's sort of no difference, right? Unmonitored and these sort of things, which that we're really sorry for your loss. That's incredibly shocking.
Dogs happen.
Dogs happen. That's a very, very sad and difficult situation. luckily, you know, as you say, it can happen to anyone, but anyone coming to Dr. Boyd's Pet Resort is going to be much less at risk for that or for anything else bad happening. It sounds like only good things will happen. I'm going to ask Andy of Ferlocity to send me your email address because I definitely want to invite you on Cat Chat and Dog Talk. It would be wonderful to have you share some of your experiences having dogs with you for longer periods of time. Talk about hospice, which is what Dr. Alice Villalobos calls hospice. It's really wonderful to meet you. It's great that you have this beautiful facility, and especially great that you're part of the Ferlocity family. We've run out of time. Thank you all so much for listening and for sharing this hour with us. We've really enjoyed it. Paris, we got to get ourselves down to San Diego and have some fun.
We do. Some nice places there.
Have a nice night, everybody. Thanks again to Andy and Ferlocity. Take care.